Take a moment to rest. We've almost reached the top of Villa Famés. Just a few more steps until we reach the highest part of the town, and we see the castle. But first, we shall tell you a bit more about the city's past as we stand before the beautiful Iglesia de la Sangre. If you've made it this far, we have some news for you. First, no need to exercise those glutes anymore for today. Second, you have just passed through the Cuartijo neighborhood, a network of winding streets and crowded houses that mark the urban origin of Villa Famés. These types of neighborhoods with the look of labyrinths have their origin in medieval Islamic urban planning, features of which include narrow streets, some dead ends, and no large square. The very dream of many urban developers, to build wherever you want with no need to follow an urban plan. However, we must keep in mind that at that time, what was most important was not green areas and parking spaces, but rather the defense of the town. It was a matter of life and death. Literally. This is why they chose to build on top of the mountain and surround the city with walls, in case the enemy entered, so that it would be extremely difficult to reach the castle. Of course, after all, they didn't just give invaders a map of the town as they passed through the gates. Instead, the idea was to force the enemy to constantly stop in order to see where they were going. Surrounding this small square were the great powers of the town, the Holy Triad of the Middle Ages. The spiritual power in the church before you. The military installed in the castle. And nearby, the town hall, the seat of administrative power. Oh, this little square was important. You will see just a few steps away, before the entrance to the castle, a kind of ring made of stone embedded in the rock. That was the pelloric, or pillory. That is where they tied up the condemned, so that the whole town could see them. Yes, folks, in the Middle Ages, they were most creative when it came to imposing penalties. Cruel, but original. The church in front of you was a typical Reconquest church. In other words, when a town was conquered, one of the first things they did was to build a temple, in order to lay down the faith. There was no escaping it here. Its construction was efficient and quick. This church, erected in the 13th century, was dedicated to Santa Maria. The rush to construct the church meant making use of an old Muslim cistern in order to encase the main crypt. One thing they were quite good at in the Middle Ages was reusing buildings. Incidentally, it should also be noted that they were also good at making the population forget that other religions ever existed. Out of sight, change of greed. In its beginnings, the church was built with a single nave, or hall nave. Somber, sturdy, it was supported by powerful diaphragm arches. These are semicircular arches that end in a point. By the 17th century, the interior and the roofing were renovated. A roof with a barrel vault, semicircular in shape, was incorporated. The spaces that remained between the buttresses were used to place chapels. 2 centuries later, a new, more impressive church was built. So this one fell entirely out of use. There once was a brotherhood in the town dedicated to the Immaculate Blood of Jesus. No, it wasn't a blood bank, in case you were wondering. In 1612, the brotherhood asked the town hall for the church property to be transferred to them. The brotherhood were the ones who carried out the final renovation you see before you, though there are remains of Gothic paintings from the old mural altarpiece. From that moment on, the townspeople refer to it as the Iglesia de la Sangre, or the Church of the Blood. Following these renovations, we find a rectangular church with a projection in the chapel of Santa Barbara, and attached pilasters of Corinthian order. The sole function of these wall columns adorned with plant motifs was to make it beautiful, to show off. Because, friends, the decoration of the church interior is typical of the Baroque architectural style, which, is not very discreet. This goes against the style of the buildings you saw earlier. What matters most here is ostentation, a bit of showing off to leave the faithful with their mouths open. To achieve this, in its final renovation, various altarpieces replete with plant and geometric decorations were created for the main altar, the Chapel of San Cristobal, Santa Barbara, and La Dolorosa. And now, one last push to reach the castle. We promise you that it will be worth all the exercise, and after, the path will be easier. We'll be waiting for you.